Chapter 12. Dream Team. A strong burst of magic shot from the blue alicorn's horn and danced its way up to the glowing moon. Luna focused as she gently released the orb from its nightly duty, taking care to lower it, slow and steady. On the opposite balcony, her older sister was focusing hard as well. Celestia was bringing the sun up to hang it in the ever-brightening sky. As soon as the exchange was complete, the two sisters nodded to each other. "Gratias lunam et stellas," whispered Luna. "Thank you, my dear moon and brilliant stars, for another peaceful night." She trotted inside to take stock of her secret project. Luna flipped open the dream register and traced her hoof down the page. It had been a busy week spent visiting almost every pony involved in planning the Winter Moon Festival. Everything was coming together beautifully, or falling apart like Luna wanted it to. And it was all happening without them even realizing it. In Applejack's dream, Luna suggested that instead of hot apple cider and mooncake as party snacks, they have spicy rainbow juice and banana peel pudding. Another night, Luna influenced Fluttershy to collect a bunch of hideous blue bugs to release at the party, rather than the cute snow bunnies she planned to have hopping around. And finally, Princess Luna had managed to convince Dream Rarity to sew a bunch of scratchy ceremonial cloaks for the guests to wear instead of pretty dresses. Though admittedly, that one had taken a lot more work than the others. Using her magic to close her dark velvet curtains, Princess Luna lay down on her fluffy bed and smiled. She hadn't had this much fun in ages. It wasn't long until she drifted off into a slumber of her own, dreaming up more silly ways to change the Winter Moon Festival. "Sorry, Pinkie Pie, I've been so focused on getting these done in time for the Winter Moon Festival," Rarity stifled a yawn. Magic energy flowed out of her unicorn horn to move a pile of finished ceremonial cloaks. Rarity took another bolt of wool fabric from the rack and started to roll it out across the cutting table with a sigh. For some reason, inspiration has struck in the form of cloaks. Would you believe it?
"I believe it, and I like it,"
Pinkie Pie bounced around. She scooped up a robe and tried it on. She began to wiggle and squirm.
"Very cloaky and itchy. Excellent!"
Rarity didn't notice Pinkie Pie doing the itchy dance all around the room. She kept on sewing. "So what were you saying about the decorations, darling?"
"Oh, yeah," replied Pinkie Pie. "I had this silly bonkers wackadoodle-doo idea that we use invisible decorations instead of the ones with all the moons and stars on them."
Pinkie did a little twirl and sing-songed.
"So that's what I'm doing."
Rarity gasped and put her hoof to her chest. "No decorations?"
"No, silly,"
Pinkie Pie giggled.
"Invisible ones are all the rage these days. I know because I had this amazingly awesome party the other night for Princess Luna, and all night she said they were totally her favorite decorations ever."
Pinkie Pie took off her cloak and bounced to the door.
"But I gotta go get to work if I'm ever going to finish them in time for tomorrow. Invisible decorations take twice as much work as regular ones. You know, it's a quality issue."
"Whatever you say, darling," Rarity shrugged and adjusted her red glasses. "I'm sure you know what you're doing."
"Of course I do," Pinkie Pie said before she whooshed out the front door. "See you later, Rarity."
While it was odd that Pinkie Pie had decided to go minimalist, Rarity wasn't going to press the issue. She had far too much work of her own to do before the Winter Moon Festival. 12 more pony cloaks and a special one for Princess Luna, too. In the kitchen, the kettle whistled. Tea break! Rarity trotted over and poured herself a steaming cup of rose tea. She stared out the window of the carousel boutique, watching the snowflakes drift down as she sipped her tea. Rarity closed her eyes and floated off into her thoughts, thinking of all the fabulous clothes she'd bought in Manhattan the other day. Rarity wandered upstairs to find them, thinking of a unique hat she'd purchased. It was covered in yarn and tiny cats. The yarn hung off the edges to create a fringe and, Wait a second. I never bought a hat with cats all over it. Suddenly, it was like she had been awakened from a dream. That sounds atrocious. Rarity stood up with a bolt. And did Pinkie Pie say she just had a party with Princess Luna? Rarity narrowed her eyes. With no decorations? Something was definitely not right here. Rarity downed her tea in one gulp, fixed her mane in the mirror, and headed straight for Princess Twilight's castle.